Welcome to the SAT Verbal Health Podcast. This podcast and more information can be found at www.satverbalhelp.com.
Welcome to SAT Verbal Help. In this podcast, we will be working on sentence completions. Sentence completions begin each critical reading section. There are usually 5 to 8 sentence completion problems. We will be working in the book 11 Practice Tests 2012 by the Princeton Review. We will be working in Test 1, Section 4, page 56. The first rule for doing a sentence completion problem is to read the problem but not the answer choices. After you have read the problem, look for clues in the problem. You can often find adjectives in the problem that will match the missing words. When you have solved the problem, write the word or phrases you think fill in the blank on top of the blank for further reference. Then, match your answer to the answer choices. Eliminate words that you know are not the answer. After you have eliminated 2 or more answer choices, if you cannot eliminate any more choices, guess and move on. Let's look at number 1. The witness's testimony was truly blank, comma, rambling and incoherent. We want to find words in the sentence completion to match the blank. What was the testimony? What do we know about the testimony? It was rambling and incoherent. We need to find a word in the answer choices that means rambling or incoherent. Informative does not mean rambling or incoherent. We can cross out A. We may know that E, essential, means important. We can cross out E. We may also know that D, indignant, means angry. We can cross out D. Now we are left with B, capricious, and C, disjointed. If you do not know the meaning of those two words, you should guess and move on to the next question. If you know that capricious means fanciful, then you are free to choose C as the correct answer, disjointed, which means rambling and incoherent. Make sure you mark answer C on your SAT bubble sheet before you move on. Number 2. The recent addition of members who care less about fundraising than about throwing expensive parties has given rise to blank that the club's funds will soon be blank. In this problem, we have answer choices with 2 vocabulary words. Choose one side of the problem to work first. The last blank, the club's funds will soon be, is the easiest one to do. If the members are throwing expensive parties, the club's funds will soon be decreased. Write decreased down in the blank and check the answer choices, the second word in each answer choice. Enhanced does not mean decreased, so we cross out A and we don't read it again. Traditional does not mean decreased, so we can cross out B. Connected does not mean decreased, so we can cross out C. Exhausted can mean very tired or depleted. It is a possible answer choice. Always check E before you choose. Improved does not mean decreased, so the answer is D. Throwing expensive parties has given rise to concerns that the club's funds will soon be exhausted. The answer is D. Number 3 also has two blanks to fill in. The politician's speeches were blank, colon, because he did not take a stand on any issue, comma, voters felt blank about his position on topics that mattered in the election. Again, we want to choose one blank to complete at a time. The easiest blank to fill in is the first one. The politician's speeches were blank because he did not take a stand on any issue. We want to look for a word in the answer choices that says that the politician did not take a stand on any issue. A, misleading does not mean that he didn't take a stand on any issue. Cross it out. Vague in B potentially describes the politician not taking a stand on any issue, but let's check the other choices. Predictable does not mean that he did not take a stand. Passionate does not mean that he did not take a stand. Legislative does not mean that the politician did not take a stand. B is the correct answer. The politician's speeches were vague. Because he did not take a stand on any issue, voters felt uncertain about his position on topics that mattered in the election. The answer is B. Number 5. Although the candidates were respectful of each other during the debate, comma, they blank each other's character during their post-debate press conferences. When doing sentence completion problems, you want to look out for problems with contrast words like although, yet, but, however. These words change the meaning of the sentence. Although the candidates were respectful of each other during the debate, they later did something to each other's character. Because of the although and the contrast in the sentence, we know that the candidates were respectful before and not respectful later. So now we know that we want to look in the answer choices for a word that means not respectful of each other's characters. Let's look at the answer choices. A, celebrated, is not respectful. Cross it out. You may know that elected is not respectful. Cross it out. If you are down to impugned, mollified, or filibustered, you have eliminated two choices and you should guess and move on. If you remember that filibustered is a term from United States politics, you can cross it out. Mollified means to appease. The answer is B, impugned. The last few questions on any sentence completion section usually have the most difficult SAT words. Let's go to number 7. The principal characterized his pupils as blank because they were pampered and spoiled by their indulgent parents. What words can we find to describe pupils in the problem? We know that the pupils are pampered and spoiled. So we need a word in the blank that means pampered or spoiled. Let's look at the answer choices. These words, many of them are quite difficult. You might know that C, corrosive, means destructive and can cross it out. You may look at B, disingenuous, and know that that word means false and cross it out. If you are left with A, cosseted, D, laconic, and E, mercurial, you have eliminated two choices. You should guess among these three and move on to the next question. Laconic means silent. Mercurial means changeable or volatile. Cosseted means spoiled. The answer is A. Now that we have worked through some of these sentence completion problems together, You may finish them on your own and look up the answers with explanations on page 102. Here are a few final tips. You should plan on spending approximately 5 minutes on the sentence completion section. Always eliminate answer choices, guess, and move on. If you do not know any of the vocabulary words in a particular sentence completion problem, and you cannot eliminate any choices, then you should skip that question. It is worth your time to learn more SAT vocabulary words. There are many lists available online. You can buy SAT vocabulary guides in bookstores or at Amazon.com. You can buy already made flashcards, or you can make your own flashcards by writing down the vocabulary words that you don't know as you do the practice tests in your study guidebook. Thank you for listening to SAT Verbal Help, and good luck on your SAT exam.